This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with program 4 of a 4-part series on change. I took this from a book by Alan Deutschman called Change or Die. That's a pretty negative thing, but he gets at some rather dismal statistics that show that we're way more likely not to change than we are to change, even when we're in a life-threatening situation. People who have been identified with heart attacks and told to change or die, many of them don't change their behavior or their diet or their lifestyle. So he takes that idea of the way in which we used to, or our standard way of managing change, which is to give facts, promote fear, and then force, which doesn't work, and looks at it to relate, repeat, and reframe. Relate, identify a group that can help you. Repeat, work on the behavior regularly, and reframe. Reframe what you're doing into a more positive way. So that's where we are so far. Now, today, I'm going to revisit and talk more about the whole issue of change and thrive. The idea that we can change and we can thrive in change. At first glance, this seems to go against some common wisdom. I mean, I hear and I read and I even say a lot that we're in a constantly changing environment, and that in and of itself is highly stressful. Now, I don't think that that's not true. However, what I think we're getting at in this thing is that it is possible to make changes in your life and to thrive as the result of that. So I hope that clarified it a little bit. We know that we can change. Well, how do we know that? Well, remember I was talking about neuroscience. Our brains are plastic. That is, that they can learn new things long after we thought they could. At a time when we think of retirement, we could be doing lots of new things. It's no big deal for a brain, a relatively healthy brain, and that's a difference, to learn a new language or learn to play a musical instrument in 70s or 80s or 90s, not the decade of the 70s or 80s. You know, maybe you don't like that music, but ideally way beyond the time that most of us think about doing that. We can learn language all our life. Indeed, we are learning English, if that's your primary language, all our life. I learned new ways of speaking English just in this past week. Probably couldn't point it out to you per se, but we learn language all our lives, and we can learn another language. So don't give me the excuses of you can't change. It requires work. It is not easy. But that is what makes it so good, and that is what stimulates brain continued health into old age. Doing new and different and difficult things. I remember hearing about a study, I can't quote it to you, but it was looking at a study on kind of aging and dementia and stuff. And they found out that people that simply talked regularly as they got older did not have dementia near the amount or with the early onset as people who quit talking. So communicating with friends is important for brain health. And it goes from there to learning complex things like languages and musical instruments. So we know that there are things that work against us, such as geography. The pathways that we process and reason things are very important, but they're just ruts to get out of. They're not ironclad steel pipes or anything. We also know that perspective is very important. How I think about and feel about something and how I think others think about me in regards to that are very important. They're not inflexible. They can change. So how do you stay flexible and fit for change? First of all, in addition to what I was talking about, language learning and musical instruments, practice change. Use it so you won't lose it. Practice doing things differently. What does that mean in a daily basis? Well, I'm not sure I can give you really good answers, but how often do you do things differently? I don't know about you, but I find when I drive home the same way every day, I start not noticing. I mean, I've had the experience of getting home and not being able to recall certain parts of the drive. Now, at the time, I'm confident that I paid attention, because if I hadn't, I would be in the tree somewhere. But it just became so automatic. I like to drive different routes home. For some of us, in some parts of the world, it's important to drive different routes home just for a security issue. I don't have that problem here, and I like to drive different ways. Why? Because my brain is stimulated. I don't start out by saying, okay, how am I going to stimulate my brain? You know, I'm weird, but I'm not that weird. I instead go, I wonder what this looks like. I love when there's construction going on close by me, because I make a point of stopping and looking. I'm sort of like the little kid who likes to look at big tractors and earth movers. I like to see, oh, they're framing. Oh, they're rough electrical today. Hey, they put in the initial air conditioning ducts. You know, I'm always sort of disappointed when they get to the point that they start covering over the building, because I like to see all those aspects. And I'm constantly looking. Now, I don't look to the point that I run off the road, but that's an example of practicing change, practicing curiosity. Maybe curiosity should be here too. So practice change. Second point, find and grow a relationship with someone or a community who sees and feels the way you want to. And start anywhere. Read a book. Listen to an audio tape. Watch a DVD. Anything. Those are baby steps. People are often transformed through inspiration. Those of you who are like me know that there's plenty of inspiration and life-changing ideas we get from things like the Bible. So reading is appropriate. Getting stimulated. Sometimes my TV habits are, one of the things that I do is I'm always watching the Home and Garden channel or the Cooking channel or the Handyman channel, because I'm interested in learning how things get put together. Indeed, How It's Made is one of my favorite shows. So I guess I'm not just taking it in. I'm trying to interact with it and say, I can use that. And it has changed me. I have done things different as a result of what I've watched. So start small, start anywhere. Third, talking about change is good, but so is doing, and doing is more important. In fact, change is a verb. So don't just sit there and talk to me or let me talk to you. We've got to figure out what you're going to do and then start doing it. It's important to, sure, visualize yourself doing it before you're doing it, but to really get out there and try to do something. I don't know about you, but sometimes things get so overwhelming that I actually am very good at talking myself out of it. And it takes me maybe even moving a stack here or there, or throwing something away, or sweeping something out, and all of a sudden I've changed. Now, has the situation changed a lot? No. But what has changed is my attitude about it. So basically what I'm saying in all these points is you can improve and you can change and you can begin right now. The question is, will you? It's a part of our will. You can change and thrive, but you need to do it. You need to start. You need people's help. In fact, that's probably one of the keys. Change in isolation doesn't always last. And the change research seems to show that it's the people around us that encourage us, that help us to achieve more, that help us to reframe, are the people that are going to make the difference between us not changing and changing. Now, I started out by talking about how difficult it is for people to change even when facing life or death consequences. The fact is that many people are making tremendous changes. You can see them around you. Don't for a minute believe that people can't change. I think I'm so interested in change is because I believe in a miraculous change that we all go through at some point in our life. And when we turn from our thoughts to thoughts above, and when we turn from simple books to the Bible, and when we turn from a bunch of people to one person. So have a great time changing. Talk to you next time. Thank you.
feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.